grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that go with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Today we're going to be reviewing the Hoboken Mary Bloody Mary Mix. We're pretty excited about that. We are coming to you from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. I'm Greg Took. I'll be your host. With me, of course, as usual,
the lovely Erica Black.
I'm Brad Dinsmore.
I'm the lovely Lynn Miller.
Lots of lovely. Thanks for tuning in. They said it wouldn't last, and yet here we are at episode number 2.
Oh, I thought it was 22.
With the wind chill, it feels like 22.
22 drinks.
So who the hell are we? Well, we're 4 people, sometimes 3 if we don't make it. And we drink Bloody Marys. We're from Wisconsin. We drink them big and fat. On this show, we actually drink them. We talk about it. And we review different ways to drink them. And that could be a recipe or a special thing that we do, like infusing. But it could be, like today, a mix that we're going to review. And before we get started, there's a few ways for listeners to find us, and I encourage you to do that. On Facebook, look up My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web. Our website is mybigfatbloodymary.com. Follow us on Twitter at MyBigFatBloodyMary. On Instagram, we've got some nice juicy photos there, Big Fat Bloody Mary. And if you want to goof around on Snapchat, Big Papa, BigPapaah.
The H.
Yes. The H is silent. So last week in episode 1, boy, that was a blast. Hopefully people got to listen to that. If not, you can go back and check it out. We drank champagne. We smoked a cigar. We talked
you
about.
You smoked a cigar.
Well,
I watched.
Yes. We talked about the 12 drunkest cities, or the 20.
We're 4 of them.
And La Crosse was number 6. We took a listener question. We went over injecting flavor into our Bloody Marys. It was all pretty good stuff. Today is going to be, of course, markedly better. So we're. Well, time will tell.
It certainly will.
So here's what's going to happen today, and it's going to come at you fast, so just brace yourself. We're going to get our drink on first.
Strap in.
Watch out. We're going to go over this week in the news, take listener questions, and then we're going to do our review of Hoboken Mary.
In case you were wondering, here's what the gang is drinking this morning.
All right, well, let's get to the section where we describe what the hell we're drinking today.
What are we drinking?
Okay, so I, a little bit out of character, but it is Wisconsin, so I'm drinking brandy.
of course you are.
That's another program.
Hey, it's 9 a.m. somewhere.
Right. You know. Is it in a brown bag?
It's, as you can see, it's in a brown bag.
Yes.
Now I have a bit of a chest cold. If our listeners thought, whoa, how did they get Barry White today? Oh, yeah. No, that's me with the chest cold. So it's brandy for me. Erica, what are you drinking over there? What the hell is that?
I'm drinking a screwdriver because I'm a chick.
Ah, nice.
Ooh, very sassy of you. Very sassy.
What are you, Brad, are you drinking anything yet?
Vodka this morning.
Vodka. Excellent. It goes Russian.
Looks like water. Looks like you're drinking something healthy. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You look clear. You look pretty damn healthy, too, by the way.
Mm.
Mm.
Get a room. Lynn.
Do you want to know what I'm drinking?
What? Yeah. Please.
I'm drinking a Virgin Mary because I'm a born-again virgin.
Ooh. Mm. There's another segment.
You know, Lynn walked into a bar last week. I was with her, and she said, we were all having Bloody Marys, and she gets to her, and she says, well, can you make me a virgin? And the bartender says, Jesus, I'm not a magician. He said something like that.
Did he? I don't remember what he said later.
Well, that's what we're drinking.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Oh, that means stop. I thought you wanted to.
I'm not editing any of that out. Before the show, I said to everybody, hey, here's this creative thing I'm going to do. I'm going to hold my hand up. And that means pause. And that helps me kind of transition to the next. Okay, so everybody liked it. Everybody thought that was a good idea, right? So twice now I have done that. And both times Lynn has given me a high five.
We're high five people.
We'll just let it roll. We're just... No post-production
needed. You know, you leave me so blankly.
Okay. All right.
Now, this week in Bloody Mary News.
So this week in the news, there wasn't a lot of really fascinating, riveting news, the type our listeners deserve.
True.
But we had an interesting question through the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. All the pages on there allow for comments. So you can go on there and just do whatever you want. But so we did get a question. And boy, this is one near and dear to my heart. And the guy who made the question, well, his handle, his moniker is Bloody Hell. And he says, what's the deal with shaking a Bloody Mary? Should I do it? And this, yeah, we get a lot of discussion over this. People have strong feelings, believe it or not. Get a life. Really? I mean, that...
Why strong feelings one way or another?
I don't know.
It's aesthetic. But it's the snobbishness. If you shake it, you look like you're in New York in one of those posh clubs.
Yeah.
If you stir it, you're
status.
In a regular status. Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, stirring is more of the Humphrey Bogart thing, so I'm not sure. But I just think the shaking is pretty new. Isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Brad found a pretty interesting article about cocktails in general and shaking and stirring. Did you remember that?
With the help of our research department. We have an extensive research department. Just want you to know we've employed 4 and we're now up to 5.
This costs a lot of money. You know,
yes.
I hope people appreciate it.
Are we selling ads for this thing?
Yes. Contact us directly through the mediums I mentioned earlier.
I'll be sure to mention your name, and I will send you an autographed sticker.
We will prostitute this podcast at a moment's notice. So what do you got, Brad?
So let's talk about shaking, stirring, and then there's a third term. It's called building or pouring. So shaking is, we're familiar. We put it into the glass, and, you know, we're preparing our mixed drink. And interestingly, this article says when you shake, you would shake if you were preparing a mixed drink containing fruit juice, cream, or eggs. Would anybody like to venture a guess why?
Why you would shake
Why
those?
You would shake, especially if you're making a drink that includes fruit juice, cream, or eggs.
Eggs is a pisco sour.
That would be an example of a drink. That, but why would you shake it? God,
so
I have no idea.
Foamy. It's foamy.
But it is, exactly, because it gives you, I prefer to pronounce the word meringue. It would give you a meringue-like head.
That means meringue.
Meringue. Shaking Meringa. Introduces tiny bubbles into the mixture. So it gives the drink, basically, it gives it a head, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything that's
and
got fruit
again,
juice or...
Always.
Well, yeah.
I like to give head.
Are we going to edit that one?
There goes the family rating.
And it's already, oh my goodness, we're only into this for a few minutes here.
9 a.m. somewhere.
Yeah. So there's shaking. I think we get that one. And then, and examples in terms of drinks that we know that get shaken, margaritas, cosmopolitans, daiquiris, whiskey sours, gin, you know, a gin fizz. So those... that's all about shaking. Mm-hmm. Now, Lynn, you talked about stirring, because do you think stirring is more of a... That, is that associated with status or shaking status?
There's one more
question. I think the shaking, depending on what bar you're in, if you've got a really hot bartender and he's shaking it, you know, it's pretty great to watch the whole deal going with getting the
So there's a little show
business. The stirring, yeah.
A little show
stirring.
Wait, was James Bond shaken, not stirred?
I feel like they switched gears on that. The early ones, I thought he said stirred, not shaken.
I think you're
right. That would be a good question for our research department to check on.
Yeah, let's put them on it.
Okay. Because I'm always surprised now, because it used to be you'd get a Bloody Mary, and I don't ever remember them shaking them like they do now. It seems like they just poured it in and they stirred it. Now, yeah. Most of the places you go to, they're doing the whole shaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something new. It's more entertaining. It looks like they're really building, or not building. I'm using that term that's coming up.
Looks shaken, not stirred.
That's right. What James
that's
Bond
the
says.
Quote you always hear.
Okay.
Well, okay, so those are two. Was there a third one?
Yeah, so stirring, obviously we know you put all the ingredients in a glass, and then there are certain types of spoons that you can use that are designed to actually stir. So, and why you would stir? Because you don't want those air bubbles that we would have in the, you know, the shaken drink that we talked about before. And you don't want... you don't want little shards of ice in your drink. You want your drink clean, basically.
Mm.
Okay?
Sure.
So then there's building or pouring, which many of us are familiar with in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. And you would build or pour if that drink contains a carbonated ingredient such as soda, like
pop.
A highball.
Pop,
exactly.
Mm. Makes sense.
Yep. And all it is a quick stir. You don't have to spend a lot of time doing it. Just one or two times around the glass and you're done.
Get wiped out by
exactly,
too much.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't
right.
want to
make
you
it
don't
flat.
Want to
that fizz.
Right. Okay, so those are the three things you might do. None of them exactly describe a Bloody Mary, so I don't think it answers the question, should you shake, stir, or just build a Bloody Mary? Now, I have come... to a spot where I think is the sweet spot. I used to be a shaker back in the day. I mean, all day and all night.
You don't shake at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I wait till 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's called tremors.
But the main thing to me is you need to thoroughly mix your Bloody Mary and you need to thoroughly chill it. Now, there's good reasons for both. I mean, one is fairly obvious. You ever get one of these drinks where they hand you a Bloody Mary and there's a pool of vodka floating at the bottom or the top, and, you know, you stick your straw and you take a drink and you're, you know, drinking straight vodka, which I'm not against, but, you know, just prepare me for it.
Like
you're
doing right now.
Yeah. Well, right. And call that a Brad. I'll have a Bradley. So that's why I think the cocktail shaker is a great vessel for thoroughly mixing, you know. The other thing is, now our research department handed me something that I thought was pretty interesting. This came out of a meeting of the American Chemical Society. Dr. Neil C. DaCosta, PhD, he's an expert on the chemical analysis of flavors at the International Flavors and Fragrances.
I want to go to one of their conventions.
Right? Well, yeah, why was I not invited? So he analyzed the components of the best Bloody Mary from a chemical standpoint. This is after determining that the Bloody Mary is the most complex cocktail in terms of, you know, chemistry. And what he said was, quote, serving Bloody Marys on ice helps to slow down the chemical reactions involving acids in tomato juice and other ingredients that degrade the taste. So
that's why you need the American Chemical Association to tell us these things.
Right. Yeah, when it comes time to fund them, we ask why. Here's why. Fund them next year. Give them another year. So chilling it is important just to keep it from breaking down flavors. Now, my son and I were at a bar in Milwaukee on Water Street, and the bartender there was pretty emphatic that you don't shake a Bloody Mary because the tomato is a soft fruit.
Oh.
And you know, you don't want to bruise it. Ever hear this?
No.
Bruising? It's a thing amongst...
It's juice. I mean,
it's a tomato.
Muddling your own tomatoes.
Right, I can understand.
Well, right, how do you think they make tomato juice? Do you think they are real careful with
that? They've already mangled the thing to hell anyway. Yeah. It's already
past
the point.
If you're, like Lyric has said, if you muddled it, then I could maybe understand that. Muddling a tomato in the bottom of a glass to build a Bloody Mary.
They do things to those tomatoes you wouldn't do to a farm animal.
Right.
Yeah. So here's the other thing.
Them to high heat.
Here's, right.
You know,
maybe.
What?
Exactly.
God only knows. But in defense of those non-shakers, I will say, and Brad touched on this in the article, I don't think you want a foamy Bloody Mary. I don't think you want to shake it too hard or too much because visually, you know, if it starts getting kind of white and frothy, that's not what I want to look at. So my answer is taking the shaker and just pouring it back and forth. So you're thoroughly chilling it. You're not shaking it too much.
Yeah, that's what I've seen you do. I've never seen you just really shake it.
You should see me do it sometime.
Well, okay.
She like the only type of bloody that would maybe have white foam that appears on the top would be something with Clamato, straight up Clamato.
Yeah, well, that might do that more.
More liquidy.
Right. Well, then there's the problem of carpal tunnel syndrome with excessive shaking.
I just saw that. It's real. It's wild. You get unemployment comp because you get carpal from shaking your Bloody Mary. Interesting.
Well, I want to say thanks. I want to say thanks to Bloody Hell for posting that question. And I want to encourage everyone, hit us on Facebook or go to the website. Give us your questions. You'd be surprised what we'll answer. We're not real picky here. So
questions are good questions until proven poor.
Exactly.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
All right, let's move on. We're going to get to our review. This is the meat of the show, and I'm pretty excited. We have a product called the Hoboken Mary that we're going to be reviewing today. I'd like to ask them a few questions, so I'll send them out some kind of stock questions. I like to ask where it's from. What city is it from? Well, this is from the Catskills in New York, and the Hoboken Mary Corporation is based in, guess what?
Hoboken, New Jersey?
Yeah.
No way.
Jersey.
That's called a softball question. How long have they sold their mix, I asked, which has been since August of 2015. And we got it's fairly new, yeah. We got a nice kind of a synopsis about the company. And sort of their catchphrase is that it's a Southern-style Bloody Mary that's made in the North. But it's made in the North, inspired by the South. It's all natural, less sodium, Southern style Bloody Mary mix. It's fat free, gluten free, and low calorie. So
that's how they do it in the South?
Evidently.
No.
Who knew?
Okay, that's a Northern thing.
Inspired by some traditions of the South.
Yeah.
Tweaked for what we like in the North.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so I also like to ask, what's the worst Bloody Mary you've ever had? So Christine was kind enough to answer these questions, and here was her response.
Truthfully?
Well, you decide. The worst Bloody Mary I ever had was at a restaurant in New Jersey. It had this awful metallic taste that lingered for hours. Reminded me of a mix that I had purchased a while back. Now, and then she says, parenthetically, not naming names, though. Mm. You know, she could have. We'd have slammed whatever company that is. I don't care.
We may have.
I could almost guess, but...
Same.
Yeah. And then real quick, how you can find the Hoboken Mary. Their website is thehobokenmary.com. They're on Facebook, and I think it's just the Hoboken Mary. And they're also on Instagram and Twitter at the Hoboken Mary. And before we get into it, I also asked her, as I always will, and though Lynn doesn't necessarily know this, I asked if there was a song that she would like to hear Lynn Miller sing.
Uh-oh.
And her response
is... This is the surprise of the hour. Okay.
Oh, goody, goody.
This is the part that's a standard part of the show that Lynn didn't know about till.
Mix the drinks before we ever sing.
I better take another kill.
That might be a good idea.
Christine. Yeah, background. I mean, do I have backup music?
Yes.
She prefers a cappella.
Well, I don't.
So she's thinking Here was her thought. Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. He's from New Jersey, as is the Hoboken Mary. They're also both born in the USA. And since it is Memorial Day, we're recording this on Memorial Day, it seems fitting. But she says any song would be amazing. I'd be amazed.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me. La, 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 la.
For the record books.
You got the lyrics?
I got it.
Go!
I got it. Well, I want background. I can't see.
All right, we'll do it that way.
Born down in that man's town. The first kick I took was when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's heart beats. It's been, the dog's been beat too much.
You get the idea.
I get the idea, and I'm welcome.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
This is a segment.
Do you stand happy like you're covering up? Born in the USA.
Come on.
I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
Yes.
Born in the USA.
This segment brought to you by Apple Music.
A star is born. So if you...
She didn't need the music.
If there is a song you'd like to hear Lynn sing...
Let me know ahead of time so I can kind of rehearse a little bit.
A little heads up.
I love singing, actually.
You mean we got to prep for this show now?
Good God. Hey, let's get to this drink. I want to try...
Yes.
Let's do it.
The Hoboken Mary, should we? Let's start pouring. Now, it comes in a pretty cool, I like the packaging.
I do.
It's in a like a mason jar.
Mm-hmm. It says right on there that it's a mason
jar. And I thought it said Hooker Mary until I read it better. You know, my eyes are kind of screwed up.
Sure, it's the eyes, Lynn.
It's my mess.
What's the other one?
It's inspired by the South, meaning some of those things that we were talking about earlier may not all be Southern traditions, but...
So who needs a little vodka to start off?
I do.
Mm. Yeah. Like you don't have some already.
To add to my other?
Next week, maybe.
Wonderful.
Need a shot?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
This is highly technical.
Trying to cut down.
I'm trying to make the... There we go.
Here you go, Bradley.
I like the name. The jingle, jingle, jingle.
It's a nice looking jar.
Nice consistency.
Yes, it'll be nice for other things.
Yeah. It has kind of a sexy silhouette of a sexy woman on it, too.
Man, I can smell it from here. Wow.
The mix or the...
I can smell the mix.
It's just really quite enhancing.
Yeah.
There's some aroma.
So, before we drink this Bloody Mary, we're in Wisconsin.
Yay!
So we're not going to just have a Bloody Mary, right? We're going to have it with...
A chaser.
I love being chased.
Oh.
Yeah, well,
today's chaser
song
is coming right out of Wisconsin, the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Since 1844, the quality has always come through.
So why the
they're
chaser?
Sponsoring the program. That's why I was their sponsor mentioned.
Oh, they're our sponsor?
See, you didn't know.
I almost missed
it. I guess the sales department didn't communicate that to you.
That check might have never come. Thank you, Brad.
Boy, there's only enough there for three. That's good. See, no, I'm not having any. They won't let me drink today.
It's not us that won't let you.
Yeah. It's your body.
We would never stop you.
Lynn's chaser is her cocktail is a fairly involved set of chemicals, but we won't go into that. All right, well, let's get tasting this.
Okay.
It looks, I'll say off the get-go, it's got a nice look, a little bit darker in color. I can see some little bits of some of the seasoning. Erica, do you want to take a look at the ingredients? She's our ingredient Nazi.
Yep. Yeah, and it tastes, I really like it, actually. Ingredients, water, tomato paste, lemon juice concentrate, prepared horseradish.
Can taste that.
Lime juice concentrate, hot sauce, which is cayenne peppers, vinegar, salt, Worcestershire sauce, which is vinegar, molasses, water, sugar, onions, anchovies, salt, garlic, cloves, tamarind extract, natural flavorings, whatever those are, chili pepper extract, dried celery, salt, dried garlic, black pepper. So that pretty much checks out with me as being all right. They claim it's low calories, so 3 fluid ounces, 25 calories. Sodium is pretty low, 260 milligrams.
Low sodium.
Yeah.
Swimsuit season
it
just around the corner.
It contains 100% juice.
It is right here.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so the ingredients are, we have no complaints with the ingredients. That's a good start.
I like the label. I even like the way they have this set up here.
Yep.
Where it says, well.
It says something, doesn't it?
It says low sodium, gluten-free.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the scantily-clad lady on the front of the label there.
All natural. Shake well.
We did.
I think we shake better than most.
She's wearing a cute party dress.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, my initial thought, it's got a very citrus forward. I definitely taste the, is it lime? It's a kind of a lip smacking, a little nice tartness.
It's not too spicy, which is good with me.
Right, it's not too spicy. It'd be pretty easy to kick it up if you're one that needed more. But and true, the lower salt is kind of nice.
I like that.
What do you think, Erica?
Yeah, I actually really like it. Again, like I said, not too spicy, which is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what the southern influence is, though, because the ingredients kind of seem like things that we would normally just put in there. But I don't know. I guess when I was thinking south, I was thinking like barbecue. Well, and I was all like, oh, God, are they going to just throw A1 steak sauce in there? And then it would kind of suck.
It has nothing.
But no. So I just kind of wonder what
the interesting you say that. Is there Worcestershire in there?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say that because
yes,
okay.
There's Worcestershire.
Well, I think it's
just the hot sauce part of it, but the ingredients seem more like that would be Tabasco.
Well, okay, so it's New Orleans is the southern influence. Christine and Ryan is originally from New Orleans, and they created the recipe and they infused
New Orleans.
I'm a Yankee. Louisiana hot sauce. Yeah, so there's some Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They also mention horseradish, pepper, anchovies, and lime juice. Yeah, good amounts of I really like the lime juice.
Citrus comes through.
I didn't know that was. You just educated me. I didn't know that was all
there. You go.
Okay. They sent that to us. So thank you, Christine. I appreciate it. So let's try to put a number on it. Now, we use the standard international scale when we rate our Bloody Marys. Just because, there's different regional ways. Some people will give a number of celery stalks, or another person might say, that sucked, or that's really good. We use a more internationally recognized scale of 1.
That's because we're an important organization.
Zero.
We are looked upon as experts, so we have to look at that scale.
That's right.
We have to take that into account.
Sometimes that weight is quite heavy. It leads me to drink, to be honest.
Let's have another.
Okay. So the international scale of 0 to 77, 0 being, just god-awful. I don't know, horrible.
Ketchup. Vodka, basically.
That's I give that a be. 1. But
wow.
77 would be, like you'd get it in the main office here at my big fat Bloody Mary.
The regional offices.
Well, we're at one of the regional offices, yes. So, Erica, do you want to throw a number on it? And we'll mark this down. We'll put it in the show notes. We'll always record these numbers.
I'll give it a 70.
Okay, Erica's going 70.
I'm looking at a 72. I really am comfortable with this mix, and the more and more that I'm tasting it, I like it even better compared to the first time around. And there's and I like the fact that there's less salt in it. You know, we reviewed a mix a few weeks ago, and somebody in the group said, the more and more that I keep tasting this, it's salty, and there's some flavors that are now coming through that I don't like, and I like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More and more I'm into it, so.
Yeah.
And I would probably give this a 75 if I had vodka with it.
Well,
but I have to go with a 70 because I'm doing the Virgin Mary this morning. So I'm actually drinking this pure.
The Virgin Mary.
I am the Virgin Mary. This well, no, I'm not.
Oh,
born again. Hopefully, that will be destroyed pretty soon.
Good God.
Anyway, I'm just really quick.
So okay, these are really high marks, by the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if folks are interested, we used to do these in a video format. And if you were to just Google videos, of my big fat Bloody Mary review, you'd see we've done dozens of them.
You can actually see what we look like.
Yeah.
Ooh. You don't. Never mind that.
Why
we
switched to podcasts.
Yes, the old face for radio.
Mm.
But so anything that cracks the 70 is pretty high. So, I mean, these are some real good marks. I'm going to give it a 71, to be very precise. And some of my personal taste is coming in there. If it was me, I'd make it a tad more spicy. But, boy, I mean, need to change too much. This is a real good mix.
This is mass market.
You can't
piss off people like me that are spice-averse.
Right. Exactly. It's easier to add it in than to try to take it out. So,
real nice blend. They've done a very nice job with this. And
yeah.
The consistency of it. And if you pour your vodka right, you know, you balance out your vodka. Let it sit, you know, the longer that it's been in the glass. Now, we've iced down these glasses when we're talking about stirred and shaken and building. Mm-hmm. You know, we've iced down these glasses pretty well, and it tastes fabulous when you've got a ton of ice.
I like it better
there.
When it's got a little ice down.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course, I don't like a lot of spices. So.
Yeah. So, good stuff. All right.
Yay, Hoboken.
So, thanks, Hoboken. Hoboken Bloody Mary mix. You can send us some more if you like. I think we you passed the test. Good stuff.
Well, they've only been in business for a year, so now we're going to help spike sales. So.
All right. Well, we had a blast today going over what we were drinking, how we were drinking. We talked about a listener question. We tackled the shaken versus
stirred. And we're not going to play that song of me singing.
That's not getting cut.
Out.
Lynn sang a song, and we reviewed the Hoboken Bloody Mary, which got real good marks. Now, we're going to be back again next week, and we're going to do another review. This will be Yubon's Barbecue Bloody Mary Mix.
Ooh.
And that should be pretty interesting. I think we've got a couple of different flavors to rate from them. So, if you like what you heard, go to iTunes and give us a rating. 5 stars. Preferred, if you don't mind.
Is that working now?
It is. And if you can write a review, that would help get the word out.
Well, if you can't rate us 5 stars, don't write the review.
Well, yeah, you don't have to go there. I mean,
But please do.
Yeah.
Because we're only going to get better. Mm-hmm. I promise next time I sing, it'll be much better.
Find us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary.
Yay!
We're on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and Snapchat, Big Papa.
Big Papa.